your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa's gambling addiction crisis has taken center stage in Parliament.
The gambling companies operating in our country are not here to make South Africans win. They are here to make as much money as possible, regardless of the social cost, regardless of the human suffering. Gambling used to be a form of leisure. Today, we are seeing ordinary South Africans gambling money they simply cannot afford to lose. Social grants recipients are gambling away the very funds meant to put food on their tables. Students are gambling away their NSFAS allowances. And while our people are losing, the gambling industry is booming.
That's right, Mzansi's Makushule Gano, who's addressing a mini plenary session of the National Assembly. He's proposed seven reforms to address the issue, including limiting advertising hours.
It is now the fastest growing industry in South Africa. In the past year alone, 1.5 trillion rand was wagered. Think about that. 1.5 trillion rand of hard-earned South African money siphoned away through gambling platforms, casinos, and betting apps. And while South Africans are losing, the gambling operators are winning big. They made 75 billion in gross gambling revenue last year. They paid only 6 billion rand in direct taxes. And do you know how much went to support the rehabilitation and counseling of gambling addicts? A mere 74 million rand. That's less than the cost of some of their marketing campaigns that cost over 2.6 billion rand in 1 year.
KZN's police head Nhlanhla Mnganazi has been sharing his views on MP Fadiel Adams laying criminal charges against him.
Anyone has got a right to open a case. Police must investigate, and if there's a crime committed and the police feels that they must take that to the courts, and the courts, if they decide to prosecute, they'll prosecute. I was never afraid to be prosecuted. I'm not going to be afraid to be prosecuted now.
It's related to Mnganazi's testimony before Parliament's ad hoc committee about former police minister Becky Qele. Claims were made that Qele may have received money from alleged cartel leader Vusimusi Katmatlala. Mnganazi withdrew the accusation during Qele's testimony last week and apologized. Adams, who is the leader of the National Coloured Congress, opened the case earlier this week. Mnganazi previously accused Adams at the Matlanga Commission of abusing his access to classified intelligence, saying it affected the work of crime intelligence.
If Mr. Adams, who I spoke about in that commission, feels that he must then use the strategy to threaten or intimidate, it's okay. I'm not afraid of that. We already understand which side of the law he is. We'll find each other in the right place. Let it happen. He must bring it on. I will never be afraid of it.
Meanwhile, Adams this morning opened a criminal case against National Police Commissioner Fanima Simola. He's been accused of nepotism and corruption within the SAPS. Adams claims several of Masimola's family members are employed in senior SAPS positions without proper qualifications. He says the matter must be investigated by the anti-corruption unit in Pretoria.
We have laid a criminal complaint against General Masimola for nepotism because so many of his family members work at SAPS in his office and many of them without the right credentials. We are not coming here accusing anyone of anything without any evidence. We are actually putting names, dates, time frames into what we have, and we're saying we'd like to have this investigated. The National Commissioner can do a very, very simple thing. He can make all of this go away. He can come out and deny it. Let him deny it.
And KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says the government of provincial unity remains stable despite recent attempts to question its cohesion. Ntuli says those who brought a motion of no confidence weren't part of the coalition, adding that within the GPU itself, there isn't a crisis.
Even for one party that is part of the GPU, you saw the contrasting or conflicting statements within one party. So I think that on its own is a response. Can't be concerns. There can't be issues.
He spoke at the end of the launch of the festive season safety plan yesterday on North Beach. He says that disagreements are normal in a coalition made up of different parties, but insists they're resolved through dialogue and not division.
In any event, we knew that when we constituted this government from different political parties, there will be times and issues that we'll have to sit down and resolve. The communication with coalition partners is something which is recurring. It's not, in fact, propelled by a vote, a motion of no confidence.
Recap of our lead story. South Africa's gambling addiction has taken center stage in Parliament. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.